Today we're going to begin the Shiurim and Inyanei Tefilas HaDerech. Gemara in Brachos on Chavtesim at Beis says, Amar le Eliyahu the Rav Yehuda, Achva the Rav Salah Hasida. Eliyahu Hanavi said to Rav Yehuda, Lo tirtach v'lo techti. Means don't get angry so you won't sin. Good piece of advice. Lo tirvi v'lo techti. Shouldn't get drunk, right? So you shouldn't sin. U'kshata yotze l'derech imolech b'konech v'tzei. And when you want to go up on the road, on the voyage, or the trip, so ask counsel from your Creator and go. Mahi malach v'konech v'tzei, Amar Rab Yaakov, Amar Rab Chasido, Zot Tfilas HaDerech. This is referring to Tfilas HaDerech. My tefillah seder, Yiratzol mefanecha, Hashem Elokei, Shatolicheini l'shalom, Mitzatzideini v'shalom, Mitzismecheini shalom, Mitzatzileini mikaf kol oyei v'orev baderech, Mitzishlach brocha b'masa yodai, Mitneini l'cheinu chesrach b'meinech, v'neichol ro'ai, Hashem, Shomei tefillah. So here, it was all said in singular. So the verse says, Amar Abaye l'olam, that no, you shouldn't say things singular. You should always mishtatef yourself with the community. So you should say tefilas haderech loshen rabim. Hechi neima yiratzom fanecha Hashem Elokeinu shatolicheinu l'shalom b'chulam. So the verse says emas matzli. Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chista, Mishashem Halach Baderach. When you're going on the Derech. Ad Kama, Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chista, Ad Parsa. Ad parsa. So says Rashi, ad parsa. Aval achar shaholach parsa. Aval lo achar shaholach parsa. So Rashi is very machmir. He says that you have to say tefilas haderech on the first parsa of the trip. And if you... So a parsa is dalad mil. So Rav Moshe Shapiro from the library was figuring out yesterday, based on the Chazon Ish Shir, so it's around 3 miles. So say a parsa is around 3 miles. So according to Rashi, if after 3 miles, it's too late. So you have to say it at the beginning of the trip. If you said it, so, you know, after 3 miles into the trip, then it's too late. We'll have to see when you start counting the 3 miles. Ubahad mefarish akama yivakesh leilech sheyitzarach lispalo ad parsa. Afil ein lo leilech el ad parsa. Avol derech pochas mi parsa ein tzarach lispalo afil zu. So the Bahag says no. It has to be that you're going for a trip that's at least a parsa. Because parsa is not the... According to Rashi, parsa is the... that you have to say it by a parsa within the first parsa. According to... the Bahag, you can say it even after a parsa. But the trip that you're taking has to be at least a parsa. Then the Gemara continues. Vechi Matzli, Rav Chista Omar Me'umad. Rav Chista says you should say it's standing up. Rav Sheshes Omar Filu Mahalach. Even if you're walking. Rav Chista, Rav Sheshes, V'chazli Borcha. So they were walking in the journey. Kam Rav Chista V'chamatzli. So Rav Chista got up and he started saying Tefillah Seder. Hamalei Rav Sheshes Tzame Maika Ovid Rav Chista. I'm like, call you Matzli. He's saying Tefillah Sederach. So Amalei Ukma Nami Ladidi, Batzli. So in other words, help me up so I could say it also. Mios Tov Al Tikra. Rashi Mios Tov Al Tikra Hol Ani Yachol Uspalo Meumar. She Chaburasi Omedes. He says, in other words, if I can follow the more machmir shita, why not? Because I'm not going to say you dafka have to do it mahalach, since everyone's stopping. So we can get up and I can say it also mumma. Okay, we'll have to see about that. So far, we have the machlokas between Rashi and the Bahag. What does it mean, ad parsa? The Rashi says ad parsa means that you have to say it within the first parsa. That if you're after the first parsa, you're not yotze. It's too late. And the Bahag says parsa is referring to the length of the trip. You have to take a trip that's at least... Pashas, we'll see, it means l'chor once you get out of the city. But both parsa means once you're out of the city, so according to Rashi, you have to say within the first parsa, or else it's too late. And according to the Bahag, you have to at least travel a parsa out of the city, which is 3 miles. So let's see the Rabbeinu Yonah. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Mishav Tiyuchas Baderach, Ad Kama Parsa, Bal Halachas Gedol Zal Omer, Shekhiyesh Lo Halachas Parsa O Yosem Mevarech, Aval Pachos, Mi Parsa Einu Mevarech. The Kemoshu Be'ir Danina Le. Because if you're not going 3 miles out of the city, we don't view that as if you went out of the city. Rotsu Lom, Ad Kama Mahalach Yeh Haderach Shaholach. Shavar. So that's the Bahab. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, "V'yesha makshim alav midamrina b'Yushalmi kol adrachim becheskas misukonim." But doesn't the Yushalmi say that all the drachim are becheskas hakana? So then, why do you have to go dafka parsa? Why can't it be even less? Rav Shalom Shuteh Inu Elo. In Omer Bekarv Liyer El Kshaholach Baderach Bein Hakfarim Shakolu Becheska Sakana Serchel Spalu Balas Al Nafsho. Whereas he's saying that if you're close to the idea of Kol Adrachim Becheska Sakana is not talking about when you're close to a city. Becheska Sakana means when you're like in the Kfar, in the country. So that's the Hakol B'cheska Sakana. V'yesh b'farshim b'hachich amar kama nidon osa b'achizes haderach sheyochol v'aruchaso madrina parsa. Lom tocha parsa rishon yochol omra. V'alcha parsa lo. V'nir l'mor yarav n'ru d'vade ha'perish hanochon kachu. So now the Rabbeinu Yonah says, what does he think the right pshat is? Again, we have Rashi's pshat, that you have to say within the first parsa, and then we have the Bahag's pshat, that the trip has to be at least a parsa. So, Nira Lamari Harav Niru, Devada HaPerish Nochon Kachu, Takama Ratzalom HaKama HaVeyachizas HaDerech, אבל אין כמו שאומרים שאם לא יספל בתוך פרסה לא יספל אחר כך, שזה לא ייתכן. He says he doesn't like what Rashi said, that if you missed the first 3 miles and you didn't say it within the first 3 miles that you can't say it anymore. He doesn't think that's correct. In other words, he says, Avada, when you leave the city, you should say it right away, l'chatchila within the first parsa. But it's not l'ikuva, meaning if you miss the first parsa, you certainly could say it later. Adam il ha-damrinu mitfilu, v'chleim sheh, ha-yokhosam, v'adshas k'shirosam. That's l'omut sh'mishas sh'maschil l'anicham, like by tefillin, if you put on the tefillin and you didn't say the bracha right away, you could still say the bracha later because he's still wearing the tefillin. So he says a different shot. So what's Rabbeinu Yo's pshat? That till when can you say Tefillas HaDerech? Until you're, in other words, if you're within 3 miles of your destination, so then you can't say it anymore.
That's a special.
Right, in other words, say you go 15 miles out of the city. So according to Rashi, you have to say it, say, within the first 3 miles, the first parsa. Right? And according to Rabbeinu Yonah, you could say it within the first 12 miles. But once you're in the 13th mile, so then you're already within 3 miles of the destination, so then you can't say it anymore. So let's see how this is brought in Shulchan Aruch, page 6. Look here, it says 9. Omer osa achar shehechzik b'derech. In other words, you have to be hechzik b'derech. Ve'ein omim elam ken yesh lo leilech parsa. So that's the Bahad Pshat. You have to, the trip has to be at least a parsa. But less than a parsa, you don't say it with a chasima. And l'chatchila, you should say it in the first parsa. Im shachem al omra, yom rasa, kol zman shu b'derach. Uvach al yigia tok parsa smucha l'irsh. Shirot al lolomba. So as long as you're not within a parsa of the city that you want to get to. What? So he combines all three, except he's not, because he combines all three, not Rashi, in other words, Rashi on the Lechatchila level, like the Rabbeinu Yonah. Right, so he's combining the Bahag with Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah. The Bahag he's taking, it means that the trip has to be a parsa, it has to be at least 3 miles. And then he's saying, like Rashi, that Rashi says you have to say it within the first 3 miles. He's saying lachatchil, you should say within the 3 miles. And then he's quoting Rabbeinu Yonah that if you're in 3 miles of the destination, so then it's already too late. So the question is, what if your whole trip is only 3 miles? So how are you going to work it then? The whole trip is only 3 miles. So when are you going to say it?
I'm going to say it's over.
What?
Well, only if it's over three, only one pass according to...
Because it has to be... What does he say?
Something
is a little parsa.
It's even more than a parsa. So
not more than a parsa. A parsa.
A parsa exactly.
A parsa or more. So what if the trip is only a parsa?
Say it before you leave. And you're pulling it in the driveway.
So I have to see, right? Okay. There is a fundamental machlokes here now, we're going to see, between the Magen Avraham and the Taz. Says the Magen Avraham, Yudalad, Achar Shehetzig, nearly, the lo yomar b'toch hibur shalir, tayin b'toch ayin amma, v'shirayim min ha'ir. Hibur d'masa k'masa. You shouldn't say it within... Now, every city has like a extension to the city, where it's the first 70 amos of the city is the extension of the city. How much is that? An am is what, 6 tfachim? So the first 140 feet or something? So you should wait 140 feet roughly, be'erach, before you say it. In other words, once you get out of the city, you shouldn't say it right away. You should wait till the what? The Ibura, that you're outside the Ibura Shalir.
Probably can't be Matma like Rashi then, if you're traveling a long time within the city.
Well, we'll see. Ibura Damasa Kimasa can mean a bit in the Dara, main Simre Shalami. Okay? So that's so. According to the Magen Avraham, the time to say Tefillah Sederach is when you're outside the Bur Shalir. So that's what Hechzik B'Derach means. Hechzik B'Derach means that you're on the Derach. You're already in the Derach, meaning you're out of the city and you're even out of the Ibur Shalir. And now is the time to say Tefillah Sederach. That's the Magen Avraham. But the Taz disagrees. Let's look in the Taz. Hatchil Pirish, Shalom Yaakov Milomar Oso Achar Parsa Rishona. Yochalomar Oso Afil Biir Kodem Sheyotzi Laderech. So the Taz says you can even say it when you're still in the ear, before you go out of the door, even before you left for the trip. Pashkosu Sheyachzi. As what does it mean? Yichzik Baderech. Pirish Yeh Muchzak Bavadei Leilech. Hechzik b'derech means that you know for sure you're going. Because once you know for sure you're going, you could say it even before you left. That's called hechzik b'derech. Recently, Chazal mafid him shelo yomar sa'achu dafka chutz le'ir al asada. He says some people only say chutz le'ir. Ve'ele zeshurash v'ikra mikol haperushim. He doesn't think it's true. Because we never saw anyone. We saw the Rashi, we saw the Bahad, we saw the Rabbeinu Yonah. Does anyone say in the Gemara that it has to be Dafka when you're out of the ear? So he says Hichzik B'Derech just means that you know you're going. He says the Maram Rutenberg, we'll have to see what he means by that, would say it in the morning. If he would go on the trip in the afternoon, he'd already say it in the morning. ומוגם נר תן למש ושפל למסוח חוס ליר ומשום שאז יומר עושה עם החיר מסחוס לרבי מודש. The reason why people wait is so you could say it with other people and you'll have the schus of the rabbi. Mikol mokom yeh nisar lomar the base field is hayotzi min krach. So you have a fundamental machlokas here between the Magen Avraham and the Taz. Whether you say it Dafka when you leave the city. In other words, everyone agrees you have to leave the city to say Tefillas HaDerech. But the question is, could you say it already before you left the city because you're in the process of leaving the city? So the Magen Avraham says, you have left the city before you can say it. And the Taz says, as long as you know that you're leaving the city, you could say it. So there's a very fundamental machlokas here between the Magen Avraham and the Taz. And then take a look at the Mishnah Berurah on page 8. So the Magen Avraham writes, look in Chavtes. I mean the Mishnah Berurah Chavtes. I didn't put an arrow there. Shechti b'nei Rosh Shlomo. Shelo yim renek shadayin hu betoch ha'ir shadarba. Af shemechi natzmu latzeis laderech. Fibur shel ir dahayin shivim amla umad yoser somach l'ir. Nachach shor kolu kol abatim. Harehu betoch ha'ir. Ataz mati afil betoch ha'ir. Misho shegomer b'libo vechi natzmu latzeis. Once you're ready to go, you could say it. Aval yarabav asmag shariach ronum cholkim ozeh. Biskimu du lechatchile ish lezor shal olasos kein. Ach v'dievid ish nushmuch al dvarav. Ozeh b'tchilas yitzias u'mibesu. Okay, that we'll talk about. So according to the Taz, what's the pshat? Say a person has all his stuff packed up. And he's waiting, say, on his porch for somebody to pick him up. It's all packed. He's just, so he could say it ready, what, on his porch. Yeah? In other words, even before he gets in the car.
Like, each person has to say it himself, or is it one person in the
we'll
car?
We'll see. We'll have a separate discussion about that. And what's the advantage of this? What's the advantage? What? He's standing. Right, in other words, you have the advantage, you could say standing, because if you assume like this is a tefillah, so tefillah is usually mu'umad. Well, that was the discussion in the Gemara. Oh. So let's see, how does the Shulchan Aruch Harav say? Page 9. Oh. So he quotes the Magen Avraham and then he quotes the Taz. Meir Sam Yispal also Shasham Halach Vaderach. Avalok Shadayim Hu B'Toch Ha'ir. Shadarba. Shin Shem is probably Shiva Sederach at Shiyachsik Bederach. Vibur Shalir Dahainu Ayin Amav Shiraim Somach Ir Havi Hareik Utochiyah. Yesh Mishamati Afilu Utochiyah Mishasha Gomer Belibo Vahichin Asmal Otzeis Po Bayom. Shanikra Gamkin Echzik Bederach. Shamukzak Lelach Bavada. Vyesh Nusmach Alvar Bediyevit. So he says, b'di'evet, if you said it that way, you're yotzei. But he's in other words, l'chatchila, he still holds like the Magen Avraham. The vehicle shulam b'derech yochel amra b'toch ha'ir shalom ba k'imitzvah chiksik v'holach b'derech v'denu machzik ba shabi yuzuinu elo orech not alolo. If he's on the road already, say he's on a trip, he's taking a 4-day trip driving, and so the halacha is by tefillah sederach every day you have to make another tefillah sederach. So the question is, say so you stayed over in a motel after the first day, now you slept a little, now it's Tuesday, it's the second day of the trip, started Monday, Tuesday, so now he says that you could already say tefillah sederach right away. But you don't have to leave the city that you slept over at. Because now you're considered in the middle of the derech. So even though you didn't leave yet the city, you already could say, Bekuli Alma, you could say Tfilas Aderech B'toch Ha'ir. Whereas, say your motel was in, Holmesdale. So you went from Manhattan to Holmesdale. Now you slept over in Holmesdale. And the second day, you start your trip out of Honesdale. So you don't have to wait to get out of Honesdale to make the Tefillah Sederach for day two. Because you're on the Derech. Oh. So if you take a look, okay, so take a look on page 25. This is from Rabbi Leon Moseson. He wrote this book, Echoes of the Song of the Nightingale. So he has a piece here, Rabbi Moshe Shapiro pointed this out to me on page 25. What the Rav said and did. He says, here are revelations of some of the things that the Rav confided to me or did when I occasionally chauffeured him from his home to Yeshiva University or from his home to Maimonides School in Brooklyn, Massachusetts. So sometimes he would drive him from Brookline to Manhattan. So he said, so the first thing he writes, number one, the Rav would recite Tfilas HaDerech at the outset of the journey before we drove off and while we were still in the city. So the Rav said Tfilas HaDerech right away. I don't think, now, he writes a commentary here. And this Rabbi Berg had thought was intriguing. He says, I don't think it was necessarily because the Rav concurred with the view of the Taz, but because he felt that the Sakonis Drachim began immediately. In our time, traveling on the road by automobile does not entail the risk of highway robbery, but the possibility of traffic accidents, which can happen anywhere. I was asked, if that's so, does the Rav prescribe the recital of this prayer when the objective is to drive within city limits? Right? If you... In other words, if he wants to say the reason why the Rav said it right away is because, you know, there could be a sakana right away. Why is there a sakana only when you leave the city? But then, if that's the case, then if you just are driving within the city, you should have to say Tefillah Sederach. Would the Rav say that? He says, no, I replied. Since the rabbis arranged this place for those intending to leave the city, it need not be recited for a local trip. But once the intention is to leave the city, then the street outside one's home is contiguous to the city, to the road leaving the city, and contains the same elements and danger as beyond the city limits, thus requiring the recital of the prayer for the road. So that's what he says. That the Rav said it right away. Rav Abadi told me he also, even though in his sefer it says to say it after the Ibur Hayir, but he told me recently that he thinks that Bezman has said we should say it right away. But not for this reason. It's because the reason not to... See, what's the reason of the Magen Avraham to say it in the Ibur Hayir? So Rav Abadi said the Pashat Shah, the reason is because you might change your mind and not go on the trip. Once you leave her here, so you're ready on the way. So everybody thought that doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh. Why does it apply changing your mind to Zman Hazeh?
Probably not as difficult to travel. Probably a much larger commitment to take a trip.
Right.
Back in the day, it's a lot harder. Now you get.
And therefore.
And therefore, you have a lot more reason to decide not to travel.
Right, it's a bigger thing, it's a bigger deal. So then you could more likely to change your mind.
So it's better to wait. It's just a dare, so you're not going to say you're on there.
Right, in other words, you're saying, why do we need to stay at the church?
Just a
dare. Just a dare means, you know, a dare. Maybe. Do you think the Magen Avraham is a Pashat Shad? Not because you're going to change your mind. The Tefillah Sederach, or the Tefillah Sederach just mean you've been good feeling because you're going on the Derech. What's the reason behind that?
What's the problem with saying within your own city? Why do you feel within your own derech?
You mean why didn't they mechsakin tefillah sederach even if you're going within the city? Or?
Why is they can only say it once you leave your own city?
Because that's the derech. That's called going in the derech.
So does the derech begin once you leave your own personal city?
Yeah, the city that you're in.
That
you're coming from.
But they were talking about that idea that was of outside the city, there's limits. They worried about robbers and everything. So now they're worried about the run, they're worried about the kind of driving. So why can't you say that everything now is.
Everything. There was, it could be a sakana chas v'shalom within the city.
Right, so they wanted to be the city now also.
Right, in other words.
There could be driving from here. The cities are going to be 10, 15 miles now. Starting from here, 10 miles away from the city, that could be just as much of a sakana.
Right. I guess the answer is that there was the takanas chazal. And this is the way they're misaki. Maybe if we'd have a Sanhedrin today, maybe they, in a Hanami, they would misaki it differently. But we can't repeal. But the Sanhedrin.
Similar, Griffiths and Beaumont, no one mentions the airplane, but now we say that airplanes are able to travel, so if you say Griffiths and Beaumont, from an airplane, we'll not mention Chazal. Sometimes they do make oaths.
That's what we're going to have to see. In other words, could there be an option? We're going to have that, I think, in a future packet. Even if it's an area that's known to be dangerous, could you say it even within the city? Yes.
This was sort of like, is that, we don't have any roses and scrubs. Is that because, I mean, because it's always been not able to sit in the city, that's why you don't get more. According to this logic, you say, well, now that, I mean, we're not changing. Like, just because the danger has changed, we're not going to change the field. But you just say, well, now that there is no danger of robbery at all, that's kind of chazal doesn't apply anymore.
Right, that's another svar. Maybe, in other words, maybe one could say that tefillah seder shouldn't apply b'zman hazeh because the takana was for what's the idea of chutz liyeh? Because chutz liyeh, that's when the animals were there and the robbers and this. So b'man hashach, we don't have these animals and robbers, so we shouldn't say we're going to say it because we're afraid of a car accident. But l'chora, the car accident should be the same in the city and out of the city. So what we do is basically we're using the old gedarim of out of the city with the new metzias, which could be contradictory in a sense. Because if we're using the new metzias, then maybe in a hanami, you should say it right away. Even if you're not going out. And if you're using the old metzias, so then, or maybe we don't have that metzias anymore. The old metzias is used for the robbers, because we're not afraid of robbers. My friend was once driving a tractor from a shear to a wedding, and they get carjacked. So it wasn't in the heights. They get carjacked. He had a Lexus. See, you still have robbers. Just being arrived, we still have robbers. So what are you saying? So that seems to be the problem here. That we're using the din of chutz l'ir to gather the robbers, but don't exist. So what exists besides that is the car accidents, chas v'shalom. So then Mali Chutzli and Mali Tochliya. So basically what we're saying is, no, the Chutzli and Tochliya we can't touch, because that's Takanas Chazal. That's Takanas Chazal. And we still say it based on the assumption that the safety of the car, you know, for car accidents, that's enough reason to say it. Now, if you look at the Nefesh HaRav here, on page 24, see what he says here. Reading Tefillah Seder, Omar Rabbeinu, Shebashanim HaRishonim Shenosu Haloch V'Shov MiBoston LeNew York. In the beginning years when he went from Boston to New York, those are, I guess, the years that Rabbi Moseson was driving, or I think his wife used to drive. Tomin Nog Lomar Tfilas Aderach. Achavor harbei shonim hisragel chol kach la'nasiya b'aviron. Oh, here he's talking about a plane. Hashalo yolo chashoshos b'chodim klal klal. Okay, gav neshein lo seh pacha klal la'nasiya hayatofes rabbeinu lo shech kolin et filas aderech. Well, so he wanted to say, and this you have to tell me what you think about this, that if a person doesn't feel he's in a sakana, then there's no tefillah sederach. So the beginning is when he was felt a little scared when he flew, so then he would say tefillah sederach. But once you get used to it, no more tefillah sederach. And he explains that tefillah sederach is like a tefillah based sora, which the Ramban says is the deraisa. But if you're not margish of sakana, that's your hurub gilchach, so then you don't say, so it's not called tefillah beis sara. What do you say, Harav Wittenberg? I would say he shouldn't.
That's true.
Even let's say someone's like skiing or backpacking or skydiving.
Oxen, mela. Yeah, so what about, I mean, should he say it's Tefillah Sederach? Is that?
You travel a couple of miles. Yeah.
A lot of rubber.
Tefillah Sederach is when you go in the derech. Because if you just go into your backyard and you engage in something dangerous, you're not going to say tefillah.
It's like saying that you're traveling, say, like hiking or something.
What?
If you're hiking.
If you're hiking. So if you're going Chutz L'Ir for a parsa, then you're not going to have it.
Okay.
So what do you think of the svara? I want you to tell me what you think of the svara. Yeah.
Do we say that you can? Chazal said it as it's a bunch of sakana, so you say it. You don't seem to differentiate if you yourself personally feel it. So if you want to say this.
Yeah, this is a bit kiddish to say that. In other words.
The logic makes sense, but they really don't know Chazal.
Say that it changes how you perceive the situation with the derek, because I'll say you're tired. Something can happen with the derek. So why don't. Why should it change? The way I feel
without taking emotions.
Maybe as he flew more, he became more educated how safe planes were. He was under the impression that flying wasn't so safe. So maybe later on he realized that really flying was safe. So he changed, not based on, is it based on how he felt or for sure how he felt about it?
I mean, that's what he's assuming here, that it changed because how he grew. He's saying you have to perceive it as a sakana. If you don't perceive it as a sakana, then not.
It's one thing to say that you feel nervous about a trip. It's another thing to say that there is an actual danger that exists. Like some people feel nervous about driving on the highway in general.
Right.
And some people feel pretty comfortable, and some people are like very scared of flying, some people aren't. So does that, to like people who are driving or flying the exact same car, feel very differently about it? The same thing with one set feels there and one wouldn't.
That's what he's saying. Mm-hmm. Right. So that's a chiddush. To me, this is a very big chiddush.
You'd say the other way also, that if you're only going 2 blocks, you've got to be scared, so you should say it.
Oh, so that we'll have to see. They have a poskim that say. There's a discussion in poskim, like in Israel, when you go through like dangerous neighborhoods. I think Tfiselga was telling me about certain neighborhoods, that there is a whole discussion. But you could say that the fact that that might apply, does that mean the reverse? Say you feel tzakana within the ear. In one scenario, but in another scenario, you can even go Chutz L'Ir and you don't feel. So is that going to But we say that Hamim Masakin, if you're on the derech, then you have mechuyev tefilas haderech.
It seems like even times where you are in a completely safe situation, people are always like extra cautious. Like if you, it's not, I know you're not actually traveling, but if you stop and you leave your car in the safest neighborhood, you're still going to lock your door. So because something could theoretically happen. So people would say, even if you're not scared that something's going to happen, but you have to be extra cautious. So it seems like even if, you know, you might feel safe, but you would take, you know, whatever you need to do anyways. I don't know if I can really disagree with the chapter, but it seems to me that you say it whenever. And in any case, whether you feel safe or not.
Right, because it shouldn't be totally on...
You never know. Whenever anything happens.
No, but even though you're fine, you know...
Even if you were traveling on a plane and it was completely safe, but there was always that, you know...
Any slight possibility.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Everyone say we'll continue this tomorrow. There's more to say, so we still have more in this packet. And we'll continue.